So what does Jesus say in verse 6? Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Jesus Christ, who is the kindest and most tender of men, issues a stark warning to those who would poison the minds of children. Better for them to be drowned with a millstone necklace than to hinder a child spiritually, to get in the way of the soul of a child, and ultimately face the wrath of Almighty God for it. Josephus, in his book Antiquities of the Jews, describes how Galileans drowned some of Herod's supporters in this way in the Sea of Galilee. There is also evidence that the Romans used death by drowning in this way as a means of execution. Standing in the original reception area of BBC Broadcasting House in London is the Sower statue, an elegant statue by English sculptor Eric Gill. The statue, made of English marble, is 8 foot 7 inches tall and bears the Latin inscription, Deus incrementum dat. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7, God giveth the increase. Above the Sower statue is a gilded inscription placed there on the opening of the building in 1932, and it reads as follows: This temple of the arts and muses is dedicated to Almighty God by the first governors in the year of our Lord 1931. John Reith being the Director General. Folks, did you know that this man, John Reith, was a Presbyterian? A Presbyterian. He was a Christian. Let me give you the rest of the inscription. And they pray that good seed sown may bring forth good harvest, and that all things foul or hostile to peace may be banished thence, and that the people inclining their ear to whatsoever things are lovely and honest, whatsoever things are of good report, may tread the path of virtue and wisdom. A quotation again from the Bible, Philippians chapter 4. So there you have in BBC Broadcasting House two inscriptions taken from God's Word, one from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the other from Philippians chapter 4. Who would have believed it? So we can certainly say this morning that the BBC has Christian roots. The only problem, folks, is that our national broadcaster has turned away from those roots. You see, a sodomite revolution has taken place, causing this once great organization to become a propaganda machine for the LGBT movement. Gay bullies are now calling the shots at the BBC, and we must fork out £154.50 to be exact each year just for the privilege. Just this past week, it was revealed that Will Young would be appearing on the CBeebies bedtime story slot for Father's Day today. For those of you who are not familiar with kids TV, CBeebies is a BBC channel for preschoolers. So at 6:50 this evening, when I hope you are either in the church for the evening service or making your way to the church, children across Britain will be at the mercy of the sodomite propaganda machine. Will Young will be reading a bedtime story entitled Daddy, Papa, and Me. Of course, this is not the first time he has appeared on the programme, for on the 9th of February, he appeared to read another gay title called Two Dads. And let's be clear about it today, folks. A recruitment drive is taking place at the BBC, and children are the number one target. Our children are the number one target. The Lord Jesus says, Whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. I suggest to you that if you want a prime example of offending little children, look no further than the BBC. So we can offend them, we can cause them to stumble. But then there's a second negative attitude toward children, and Jesus gives it to us in verse 10, and with this I finish. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. In this verse, the Lord clearly indicates that little children have guardian angels. Some people think everybody on the planet has a guardian angel. Well, that's just not the case. But the Bible does teach here that children have guardian angels. Little children have their own personal guardian angel. And woe betide those who get the young hooked on drugs or ruin their impressionable minds with satanic philosophies. Their angels make personal reports to God the Father in heaven about all such crimes against his throne. There's a perfect example in history of despising little ones. The Soviets were guilty of this crime. Having invaded Afghanistan, they found themselves unable to subdue the freedom fighters in that country and resorted to a particularly diabolical form of terror that was aimed at children. Testimony poured in from the United Nations Commission on Human Rights and from doctors who served the young victims. On one occasion, a 7-year-old was maimed by a blast from what looked like a harmless tin can. Another child of 12 lost 3 fingers when she picked up a pen loaded with explosives. And yet another tiny tot was maimed by a bomb that looked like a doll. It is estimated that thousands of children were harmed by brightly coloured bombs concealed in toy trucks, dolls and balls. Well, folks, we can be sure that the angels of those children besieged the throne of God. Despising children, despising little ones. I suggest to you that just as the Soviets harmed the bodies of children, the BBC are guilty of harming the souls of our children, and it is a scandal. So the message to parents is very simple this morning. Rise up and defend your children from those who are seeking to destroy them. We are in a relentless war now, and we must give the enemies of our children no quarter, because they will give us none. Let's pray.